This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this beautiful sunny Saturday. We're streaming online at joy.org.au and of course on the Joy app and on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running, 26 years, 1 month, news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you this November 26th edition of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca, Paul's on panel. Fiona is producing and on social. James is on the front desk. Ange, our CEO of Joy, joins us on this beautiful day. Good morning, Ange.
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Paul and Fiona. And good morning, everybody. What a lovely day it is today, Macca.
Isn't it?
Unusually sunny in Melbourne.
It is. And in a political sense, some might say it's a new dawn or it's more of the same.
Or is it a new Dan?
A new dawn, yeah, a new Dan.
Who knows what will happen today, Macca?
Well, you know, half of the electorate has voted. The other half will vote today. But we're going to first touch on the World Cup and FIFA. Mm. I don't follow the World Cup, but I've been watching it with interest that, you know, FIFA is an organisation owned by the football federations in the different countries.
Yes.
And puts on this event every 4 years. So, you know, it's a quasi-democratic organisation in that the, you know, people are elected to the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder when so many of the football federations wanted to make particular statements and wear armbands, for example, during the matches in Qatar. And FIFA basically said, if you do that, you know, you're going to be fined and you're going to be sanctioned.
Yeah. And your player's penalised.
And your player's penalised. Yep. And, you know, so that's the player's living and stuff, that not being able to play.
Yeah.
You know, in future matches. So I'm just wondering, what would have happened, Ange, if the football federations had actually got together? And I can't believe they haven't had a discussion and gone, you know what, FIFA, we're going to do this.
We'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Macca, like most organised sport, that, you know, at that level, at that global level, there's a lot of money involved and a lot of money at stake. And I think it's money versus, you know, a human rights issue. I saw, you know, with a smile, I think it was the leader of Denmark sat next to Infantino, the head of FIFA, and wore a rainbow edge jacket and had her One Love armband on, and I looked at that and I thought, it's a great time, I think, for community, because whilst there's a lot of discussions that are quite hurtful and harmful, there's also a lot of allies standing up for our community right now, and what a great example she was to do that and make that statement to get around the whole money system of FIFA that is actually suppressing the clubs and the leagues from doing what they really want to do.
And you wonder, what was FIFA's deal with Qatar?
Oh, well,
okay, let's look at the serving of beer.
Yep.
So did FIFA do a deal with the government of Qatar that basically the government could say, we've agreed we're going to have these places where people can drink in the stadiums, but now we've changed our mind. Was the deal with Qatar, did that allow for that?
Mm,
are FIFA going to be happy when, you know, Budweiser is asking for $79 million back?
But it's only, you know, I hate to say it, but in FIFA's mind it's only $79 million, right? And everybody else's mind it's like, that's outrageous.
Yeah, in the scheme of things. So I think, you know, the challenge is for FIFA, they've been made into a laughing stock, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, people going to Qatar, the accommodation's not even finished.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases.
And I believe the statistics, Macca, and this is, I say this.
They've only had 12 years to get ready.
But the statistics of the number of people who have died building those facilities is horrendous. Mm. It's in multiple thousands, and it's being debated at the moment. I was having a discussion about this just the other night, and you know, a lot of it apparently is linked to the living conditions and the heat, the sheer heat of you know the desert and the transport methods for the workers and that sort of thing. And that's the reality of what's happening behind the scenes of what is, you know, a very shiny global sporting moment. I think that, you know, there's a lot of discussion in Europe, or has been for the last, you know, 6 years or whatever, about Qatar winning the rights for the FIFA World Cup and how that came about. We don't need to go into that here, but it's very controversial. And it's really detracting, I think, from what is a great competition. And I am a bit of a soccer fan, Macca.
Okay.
I am, and I'm a Manchester United fan. And there's a big discussion going on there right now that the club is up for sale, and David Beckham is not offering to buy, but offering to put his hat in the ring to work with potential buyers. Paul's nodding. Well, Paul mightn't have read this morning. And the asking price, which gives you an idea of the power of, you know, the whole sport, is somewhere between $5 and $7 billion for one club.
Wow. I'm nodding because I hadn't heard that news. Yeah. I know the Glaziers. Good morning, everyone. Yep. I know the Glaziers were up for selling because they've had all the issues with Ronaldo.
Yep.
But that would be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
What a great grand ambassador.
Yeah,
and he's got a lot of history with the club as well.
He does, doesn't he? That's where he started, of course.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he doesn't get out of bed for less than a couple of $1 million. I wonder how much he got paid by Qatar to be an ambassador.
Yes, apparently, for FIFA. Yeah, that figure was quoted actually, Macca, and I think it was over $100 million, I think. But,
oh, is that
yeah,
all?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, at least he's not cheap. So, we have an interesting show coming up, Ange. We're going to get ourselves into trouble, I suspect. Frank Bongiorno, he's an author, and he's written a new book, Dreamers and Schemers. This is a new book on the rise of the Teals, very fortuitous for today. Then a regular guest, Catherine Bennett, Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin, is going to talk to us about the new COVID wave, what to expect. Now there are no restrictions, people that aren't required to do things. Then Ange and I are going to talk about what the news at Joy is. Just after 11 will be my op-ed. Then we're going to speak with Professor Gilda. Now, we're going to have to check the pronunciation.
Tashjian.
From the Burnet Institute, World AIDS Day.
Yep.
Gilda's going to be making an address at the afternoon session on HIV and women, which will be really interesting.
Yeah.
Matt McDonald, Associate Professor, International Relations, University of Queensland, been a very popular previous guest. COP27. Big breakthrough, but inadequate response to climate crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Then we finish up with Nick Rees, Deputy Lord Mayor of Melbourne, on the US midterm results, Biden, Trump, and other news.
So great show, Macca.
That's the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.